New York singer-songwriter Ari Hest is touring behind his brand new recording called 12 Mondays, just released March 10th. His new studio CDs features reworked versions of 12 fan-selected songs culled from Ari's recently completed unprecedented 52 project. Ari Hest is in Eugene for a performance tonight at Cosmic Pizza, and he's here live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. Welcome, Ari.
Thank you, Liz.
We're going to go right into a tune. Please tell us about it.
Sure. It's called Dead End Driving, and this was written in towards the end of 2008. Dead End Driving in the dark. We don't know what we're headed for. Like lighters flicking off sparks. We've been counting on a little more. Dead and working every day, wondering how we're gonna get through. And the time will come when we don't wanna play alone just to make do. Well, I don't know what you want, I don't know what you want, but we've been dead and driving in the dark. There ain't no way to make a mark. My philosophy, new ways that I have found to see things I have not seen. Bright enough to turn me around. Surely it's a waste to think that someone's gonna carry us out. Dead and talking about a dream that we really ought to set free. 'Cause it likely isn't what it seems and no longer appeals to me. And I don't know what you want, no, I don't know what you want, but we've been dead and driving in the dark. There ain't no way to make a mark. My philosophy, new ways that I have found to see things I have not seen. Bright enough to turn me around. Surely it's a waste to think that someone's gonna carry us out. Carry us out, I know. We're dead and driving. Here we are dead and driving. And we don't know what we're headed for.
That is Ari Hest live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. Dead End Driving is from Ari's just released brand new CD entitled 12 Mondays. 12 Mondays is a compilation of your project 52, where you wrote, recorded, produced, and released one new song per week for 52 weeks in a row. Your new CD, 12 Mondays, is a result of that project. So let's go back and talk about the 52 experience and how it got you to today, 12
sure.
Mondays.
Well, I was going back even further than the project. I was with a major label for about 4 years. I was with Columbia Records, and I cut ties with them in 2007 because things weren't going very well, and I just decided that in order to sort of make a mark as an independent artist, I wanted to do something a little out of the ordinary. And I've always written a lot, but being on a major label, you know, they don't allow you to release a whole lot of material, you know, whenever you feel like it, which is the kind of power that you have when you're independent. So I just, you know, decided in late 07 that I was gonna start this project, and I somehow finished, and it was
you know, every Monday I released a new song for the whole year. And I still tried to tour as much as I could. I still tried to have a normal life as much as I could. But that always is tough when you're working on something like this. But I'm really happy with the way it turned out. And I think, you know, most of the songs are keepers, and that's really all I could ask for with something like this, you know.
How did you think about it? How did it all come about?
Well, my brother was my manager for about a decade, and he had the idea of doing a subscription service and setting up a website where people for $20, you can get all the songs for the whole year emailed to you every week, a new song every week. And then at the end of the year, anybody who has listened to these songs via the subscription, they were able to vote on their favorite 12 songs. And so there were a lot of votes at the end. We had 1,500 people sign up for it. And after the votes were tallied, you know, the top 12 were chosen, and I went back into the studio and I tried to maintain as much of the, you know, the simplicity and rawness of the tracks that I had done during the year, because they were mostly done in my apartment with my laptop and a few guitars and, you know, not too much production. And I tried to keep that, even though I went back in to revise certain things. And so what came out is a pretty organic sounding record that was produced by myself and the band that I tour with. And I'm very happy with it.
What song got the most votes?
The most votes was for a song called I'll Be There, which is the second song on the record. And it was actually the second song of the whole year of 2008, too. So,
do you feel like playing that song?
I do, except I just tuned down for
it. Okay, well, let's hear what you tuned down for and tell us about
sure,
it.
Sure, sure, sure. This is a song that was put out at the, I think it was the first week in October. I had just played a festival in Canada, in Nova Scotia, and I don't know exactly what it was about being there that inspired me to write this one, but it's called Mercy. I met a man responsible for an unforgivable crime. We were at a bar and he said to me, I'm out, I've done my time. But you know we'll always be begging for mercy. A few seats down at the corner of the bar sat a mother of two. She said she'd given up her babies for to start her life anew. Can't ignore. Yeah, you know why.
before. Yeah, won't be asking for. Yeah, won't be desperate for mercy. Oh, la la la, la la la.
Gorgeous. That song gets my vote big time. New York singer-songwriter Ari Hest is here live in the KLCC studios. He performs tonight at Cosmic Pizza. Well, you talked about earlier how you write a lot of songs and a lot of material. How does the songwriting process work for you, and how has it evolved with a project like 52, where you had a deadline, you had to write a song a week? Some musicians, you know, take some 10 years or whatever to write a batch of songs. And so talk about your Ari Hess songwriting.
Well, there have been very few songs in my life that I've written lyrics first. I like to start with music, and usually what it'll be is something I'll just think about during the day, a guitar line or a melody line, and I'll sing it into my cell phone. And then, you know, like the voice recorder. And then I'll go home and I'll start to play with it a little bit and see if I can expand on it. And there's plenty of ideas that I can't expand on, and then there's some that I can. And basically, based on the mood of whatever I've come up with at that point, that's when I start to think about lyrics. What is this, you know, what is the mood I'm creating with the song? You know, is it dark? Is it, you know, does it look like something that I'm, or does it sound like something that I'm going to be talking about myself, or about something that I heard about, or what? And with 52, you know, I got the chance to write about other things besides, you know, my little bubble of people that I know and you know, and what's going on in my life with myself. And I wrote, you know, thinking about thinking a little more universally. And the hardest part of the project was to come up with enough, you know, lyrical material that was important, you know, because I didn't want to write about things that just were, you know, didn't have any weight to them. So that was the biggest struggle. I do come up with a lot of music. I still am now, even though I'm not doing the project anymore. I haven't really written full songs since the end of the year, but I have written plenty of music that just needs some lyrics, and currently am looking for new things to write about, which I will have after this tour. You know, this has been a 6-week tour, and we're you know, we're just getting to the end of it, and there's plenty of things that have happened that I think are lyric worthy. So that's, you know, that's the way that I write.
You can take a bit of a break. Computer technology seems to be highly involved in your work with the subscription service, and you also recorded your album The Green Room Sessions on an Apple program called GarageBand. Mm-hmm. And they've recruited you for some of their demonstrations, I read.
Yeah, that was kind of a funny experience, because I'm not a computer guy, actually. I just wanted to teach myself, and GarageBand is fairly intuitive. So they brought me in to certain Apple stores, and it was like, you know, I didn't really know what I was doing, but I created something anyway, and I think that's what the Apple people wanted me to get across to everybody who came. You know, they were just like me. They didn't really know anything about computers, and recording technology, but you can still do some really incredible things with this program and with other programs that are out there.
Wow, you don't have to be tech savvy to record your stuff. Well, at first you aspired to be a professional baseball player. How did you end up becoming a deeply sensitive singer-songwriter? Your songs have such deep texture and a feel about them.
Well, you know, baseball was my biggest passion, and you know, growing up, I was a tall left-handed pitcher, and I loved baseball, and I played as much as I could. And then somewhere around the time I went to college, I just realized that I didn't quite have the fastball to make it in the big leagues. And so it was just about that time that I picked up a guitar. My family is very musical. My mother's a singer. My father has written for TV commercials, and he's done all sorts of things. He's currently teaching jazz courses. I mean, I come from a musical family, but they didn't really push it on me. So I was more into athletics growing up. And then when I realized I didn't have the pro talent, I just decided to get, you know, my head into music and start writing music.
I'm speaking with Ari Hest. What's next? How do you follow up such ambitious projects like 52 and your most recent 12 Mondays? You do have 40 more songs to go from 52, so...
what's next? You know, I wish I knew. I tell you that the album came out a month ago. I want to promote it and have it heard by as many people as possible, and I don't have any kind of grand plan right now. I'm unsigned happily, and mulling over a few different options. And I guess the biggest challenge right now in my career is I'm trying to do more outside of the country. I'm trying to do more things in Canada and in Europe, looking for more opportunities to get to places I haven't been. So that's the biggest goal. And as far as writing music, you know, I'm trying to not worry that I have not written a new song in a while. But I guess I have enough material for
well, at least you don't have that deadline looming over you that adds to the worry, and then it becomes panic and it makes it harder to write and all sorts of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ari Hess performs tonight at Cosmic Pizza, and he's been here live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. We get one more tune from Ari. Tell us about it, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Liz. This one is it's called I'll Be There. This is the highest vote getter, and I think it's because it has a hint of humor in the lyrics, or not a hint, a lot of it, I guess. And it's got a nice beat to it, even though there's no drummer. Here we go.
In films that you can't wait to see, in clothes that you thought you would clean, in dreams that you're soon gonna dream, I'll be there. On drugs you've been meaning to try, and manners of some other guy, I'll be there to make you miserable. It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter what you want from me. My parts are scattered, my parts are scattered, and they're everywhere you're gonna be. No letters will come in the mail, no calls that can leave you a trail. In body I have set sail, but in spirit I'll make you miserable. I'll be there to make you miserable, yeah. Drink to forget, in pets that you're aching a pet. I'd wager a sizable bet I'll be there to make you miserable. Well, it's not that I hate you so bad. No, it's not that you make me so mad. I just want you to know I'm glad I'll be there to make you miserable. I'll be there to make you miserable. I'll be there to make you miserable.
Ari Hest live on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. He appears tonight at Cosmic Pizza at 8 o'clock. Thanks, Ari. Thank you.